school year in the district. I'm Luke Lukert.
Be ready for possible traffic jams later from the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. I'm Nick Ainelli.
An area school system agrees to change the way students with disabilities are treated. I'm Michelle Bash.
Good morning and welcome in. It's now 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Get vaccinated. And if you haven't gotten a booster yet, get your booster.
Now that the Omicron variant is in our midst in the U.S., infectious disease experts like Dr. Celine Gounder at NYU are advising third shots for everyone who's been vaccinated against COVID. She spoke to CBS Mornings. There is a new plan from the White House, too. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The administration will extend mask mandates on public transit through mid-March. It'll also launch family vaccination clinics and require health insurers to cover 100% of the cost of at-home COVID tests.
All travelers will have to have negative COVID tests within 24 hours of entering the U.S. A 15-year-old has been charged with murder and terrorism in Tuesday's mass shooting at a high school in Michigan. Four students were killed, and reality is sinking in for their classmates. Austin Witt remembers his friend Tate Meyer.
He was always happy, cracking jokes. He was honestly the heart and soul of our team and probably our community. He's a true hero.
A new claim from Alec Baldwin about the deadly shooting on his movie set in New Mexico. The actor tells ABC.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Baldwin was holding the gun when it went off, killing the cinematographer. For the first time in almost 30 years, Major League Baseball players are not welcome at team facilities after a collective bargaining agreement expired at midnight. USA Today's Bob Nightingale.
The lockout should last for probably 6 to 8 weeks. The next deadline, more of an artificial deadline, would be February 1st, which 2 weeks before the start of spring training. So as long as the lockout ends right around late January, early February, everything should be fine.
Slurp up your Rice Krispies and smile. Workers have reached a tentative contract agreement with Kellogg's, among them Dan Asborn.
We're professional cereal makers. We've been doing it our whole lives, and they're not going to get anybody better than that.
The deal includes wage hikes and better benefits. Meghan Markle's released a statement after a big legal victory. A British court has dismissed an appeal by a tabloid that printed parts of a letter she wrote to her estranged father. CBS's Holly Williams.
She said, quote, "From day one, I have treated this lawsuit as an important measure of right versus wrong." She went on to say, quote, "In the nearly 3 years since this began, I have been patient in the face of deception, intimidation, and calculated attacks."
S&P futures are up 4. Dow futures ahead 136. This is CBS News.
If you're checking for fever, the leading sign of COVID-19, beware of dangerously inaccurate non-contact thermometers. Instead, learn about Exogen at Exogen.com.
8:03 here on your Thursday morning. It's the 2nd of December. It's 42 degrees now, and we're going to warm up a bit today. We'll be in the mid-60s. Good day to get outdoors. Good morning. I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Bruce Allen. Here are the top local stories we're following for you this hour. Now that the Omicron variant has been detected in the U.S. on the West Coast, a lab in here in our region is examining earlier positive coronavirus tests to see if the variant is here on the East Coast.
It probably is just a matter of time.
Dr. Amy Mathers with UVA Health says it's unclear whether Omicron will be able to spread like the Delta variant has. But her lab is scanning past COVID positive tests in Central Virginia to determine if it's already arrived in our region.
What we're sequencing today is positives that we had from mid-November.
So far, her lab has sequenced 5,000 tests and is one of a few labs statewide looking for the new mutation of COVID-19.
It's convergent evolution, which is the idea that, like, wings are a good idea and birds and bats and bees all have wings, but they didn't come by them the same evolutionary path, and that's what we're seeing with these viral variants as they emerge.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
The variant was identified in South Africa a week ago, confirmed in San Francisco yesterday in a person who had recently returned from South Africa. That person is experiencing mild symptoms now.
Just over 49,000 students are enrolled in D.C. public schools this year, and that's about 2,000 fewer than when the pandemic began.
Around 850 fewer students are attending D.C. public schools this year compared to last. It's about a 2% drop and is the second year in a row that numbers have declined. Pre-K and other early childhood education programs saw the largest drop in students. And while the public school system is seeing drops, more students are going to charter schools. And after over a year of virtual learning at home during the pandemic, homeschooling is soaring. It saw about a 60% increase over last year. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Now, enrollment in Virginia public schools has also dropped. There are 46,000 fewer students enrolled than there were before the pandemic, and the biggest percentage and numerical drop was in Fairfax County. Also in Maryland, public schools were not able to fully rebound from pandemic era drops either. Enrollment this year is projected to be 1,000 students short on pre-pandemic levels.
The National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony is today, and while it's not open to the public, it could cause a big traffic jam near the Ellipse, just south of the White House.
The tree lighting closures were notorious for creating bad traffic.
And that could be the case today, with road closures set to begin at 1 o'clock this afternoon, lasting through 7 o'clock tonight. Some of the more significant closures around the Ellipse include stretches of 15th and 17th Streets and Constitution Avenue. You can see the full list of closures at WTOP.com.
Downtown traffic isn't pre-COVID yet. It's not exactly light either.
WTOP traffic reporter Dave Dildine.
Knowledge is power. The closures are known, and you can plan ahead and go for Plan B.
He says a Plan B could be leaving early or staying late or taking Metro. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
If you're a commuter in Northern Virginia, you know that Route 1 is an alternative to I-95, but using that alternative also means enduring a lot of stop-and-go traffic. We have learned that traveling on Route 1 should be a bit smoother in the near future.
Route 1 in Stafford County at Telegraph Road and nearby Woodstock Lane, they'll be making major changes to the intersections to keep traffic moving faster and safer. Today, Route 1 at Telegraph is skewed. It'll be straightened and a permanent light added there. At Woodstock, they'll add lane divides and eliminate having to cross traffic to turn left on southbound Route 1. 4 miles south near the courthouse, Route 1 will become a four-lane divided roadway with a concrete median separating north and southbound traffic. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
It's 8:07.
Beautiful homes start from the floors up at Floormax. This weekend, all in-stock wood floors are now on sale at Floormax. Get up to 50% off oak, maple, and all in-stock wood floors now at Floormax. Act now and you'll get 0% financing. Get your new wood floors at Floormax now. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit FloormaxFloors.com. FloormaxFloors.com. See stores for selection and details.
This cybersecurity update is presented by Felipe Fernandez, Senior Director, System.